allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, October 26, 2021. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none. Have an agenda. Meet with department heads, elected officials. Sarah Doty, Payroll Deputy Auditor's Office.
Good morning. It's Red Ribbon Week. I see a few out there.
Mine's still on my desk.
But other than that, just staying busy, nothing new to report.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Just staying busy.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always. I don't really got nothing new to report. We're doing some kind of large upgrades upstairs right now. You know, it's going to keep us pretty busy here the next couple of weeks, so I appreciate the department heads, you know, having a little bit more patience here the next couple of weeks while we kind of work through some of these upgrades, but other than that, that's all I got.
Okay, thank you. Kevin Wendany, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Hi, good morning. No major news from the sheriff's office. Jail's holding steady at 76, four out of count.
Thanks, Kevin. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. The congressional or legislators received proposed plan two for redistricting and reprecincting. So it looks like there'll be a few changes for Des Moines County if they go with that direction. We'll have two Senate districts for the first time that I know of, and we'll still have our two House districts within the state. And so we'll have to do a little revamping and rechecking, and I'll be in contact with GIS to help with the population and all of that, deciding whether we're going to keep all precincts open or not. Right now, I think our biggest decision, or one of the big things I'm going to look at, is possibly Two Rivers levee and drainage. We have a precinct down there, but it's always difficult to get poll workers down there, so that might be a possible place that we might change, but it all depends on populations whenever we get the census information for all the townships and everything. So, but that's one of the things we want to look at.
And right all that's now, predicated on the approval of that redistricting plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be every 10 years we do the whole thing. It's look at our precincts, if we're going to keep all the precincts, or if we need to move the lines in any of your precincts.
But it isn't finalized until they approve it.
Well, that will be our precincts. It'll be something we look at whenever they decide
their plan. Whenever they decide.
So, yeah. Then we look at everything. That's when we do the whole revamping altogether. So, and the last time we did that was 10 years ago, and in Burlington, we went down from 12 precincts down to 9. So, and for our current city school election, we're up to 166 absentees. In 2019, we had 219, so getting close, depending on, I think it's been quite regularly or busy out of the window with absentee voters, so we'll see how that pans out. So, and then Friday and Monday, the office will be open till 5 p.m. We're required to be open till 5, so that's it.
Thank you, Terry.
Staying busy. Lots of election stuff.
Natalie Steppner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. Kathy Beach and I today are going to attend an Iowa Land Records seminar that's out at Pizzazz. I invited you guys to it if you want to attend. Just going to have banks and abstractors and attorneys' offices. We'll be there. Iowa Land Records will be putting it on, and it's who we use for all the electronic real estate filing. So, otherwise, just business as usual.
Thank you. Natalie. Zach James.
Yeah, good morning. Sorry, I'm running late.
I was going to let you catch your breath.
I knew I was jogging up the stairs. Things are going well. Got a floodplain permit. I got to get the fee paid here. And then we've got a couple subdivisions that are kind of in the works. So those may be coming in front of you here in the next few weeks. We have our Planning and Zoning Commission meeting tomorrow night for group discussion, review, recommendation on the zoning and subdivision ordinances. So those will be coming your way here probably sometime in November. And we also have airport approach regulation ordinance too that we've been working on a long time ago, but that's just got it sent over to the county attorney's office to Trent yesterday to start a review on that too. So I've been busy with those. Otherwise, not.
Is our RFQ for a?
It's slowly coming along. I'm going to be gone the end of this week. My goal is to get it together here before I leave. So hopefully we'll have it to you this week. So I apologize. It's just been.
You don't need to apologize as long as you show up with it.
What's that?
I said you don't need to apologize as long as you show up.
Yeah,
with it.
We'll get it here hopefully this week.
Get it together.
Yeah. No.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads. Good morning. A couple projects wrapped up. Flint Bottom opened up. I sent you guys a text and we did a press release. So that did open up. Our short little dirt road upgrade on 235th, it did wrap up. There's still some seeding to be done. But that project did get done, and I'd like to get you guys up there sometime and take a look at that. The Pleasant Grove project, they're still hoping to do a couple weeks worth of work yet. Obviously the rain there over the weekend push that back just a little bit, but they were talking about maybe mobilizing some equipment in yet this week. But they have rain in the forecast again Thursday, so we'll see what's going on there. And then last week they had a crew in for 2 days doing a crack sealing project on Mediapolis Road, East Mediapolis down to Highway 99. That was an inconvenience for a couple days, but they're done and out of there. So kind of either buttoning things up a little bit or pushing things back next spring, but our crews are still going strong trying to get the last few things done. Weather finally kicks us out. So.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah. Rodney Buesner, maintenance.
Good morning. Attended a business technology conference last week. Talked about healthy buildings and all different types of security and technology. So I went to some seminars. That was really interesting. Had the Fire Marshal's annual inspection of the care facility. Went well. I had a few minor things. Got those already taken care of. So it's kind of an annual deal. Other than that, I'm just getting ready for the winter months. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. Our management team's going to meet on Friday this week. We used to meet on Thursdays, the same day as commission meetings, but now that Sarah Barrett's on the commission, we can't meet that date anymore. And so you'll see me gone on Fridays a lot, once a month to these management team meetings. We're going to work on a list of legislative talking points, so when we invite the legislators to our board meeting and governing board, we'll have some talking points. We're going to work on gathering our lists of capital items and salaries and things like that for the whole 8 counties so that we can look at all that. We're doing Hope Haven contract amendment. We had a meeting with Hope Haven about their new IPS service for supported employment, and that would require a change in their contract, and they also had some other things they wanted to change in their budget. So Tammy was in on that meeting too, and that'll go to the management team first, and then we'll decide if it goes on to the governing board. So so just normal business, but keep it busy.
Thanks, Ken. Krista Pogemiller, Local Health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy. Currently, we have a 11% for Des Moines County positivity rate for COVID with 91 cases in the last 7 days. That'll update again tomorrow. Vaccinations, we're continuing to vaccinate out at Southeastern Community College Fairgrounds, and we're doing that Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8:30 to 4. Last week, they approved the boosters for the Moderna, the Pfizer, as well as the Johnson & Johnson, and so we are giving boost doses as well as first and second doses Anyone that had Pfizer or Moderna can get a boost dose 6 months after they receive their second dose if they're either 65 and older or the 18 and older and have underlying health conditions. And then for the Johnson & Johnson, same criteria apply, but they can get a boost dose 2 months after their first, or after their Johnson & Johnson. Other than that, we've got a vaccination rate for the county at 18 and older is 56.8%, and 65 and older is 81.2%.
Thanks, Krista. Janelle Nally-Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer. I see you hiding back there.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. We're getting ready to print the November delinquent notices. So those will go out at the end of the week, or actually the beginning of next week. But just keeping busy.
Thank you, Janelle. Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning. I just want to remind everyone, especially the department heads, how important it is to make sure that your employees are attending the safety meetings. We've seen an increase in incidents during this COVID year, which is common. I mean, we've seen it nationwide, but we're not kicking it back into gear now that we're doing the trainings again every month. And when it is not put in the forefront of people's minds, we do have more accidents, and we've seen a pretty good size increase. So please make sure you take the time to get your employees to the trainings. It's 30 minutes a month, and it could make all the difference in the world on them making a bad choice or making a good choice in certain situations. So just a reminder, and that's it.
Thanks, Angie. If I could piggyback on that, it's not as important as just keeping people safe, and, you know, the problem of somebody getting hurt. Sure, heard me talking to pastor, such a thing as the experience modification factor. They figure out what your premiums are, how many people are employed, and then they throw in how much accidents cost, and that number keeps. We were getting checks anywhere from $25,000 to almost $60,000 a year back from workman's compensation. We didn't get a check this year. Our EMR is sneaking back up there, and as the EMR goes back up, not only do our premiums go up, but we didn't, if you don't get a dividend, and like I said, it's, we usually get dividends. We did not get a dividend this year, so I encourage you for 30 minutes a month or whatever, that's important. It is not nearly as important as having the people you work with and are friends with go home every night in one piece and be able to come back to work the next day.
Well, and be able to do normal things.
Yeah, go home,
break
their
leaves, mow their yard, go to their grandkids or kids' football game. You know, it's very, very important, and it does make a difference. Even if the topics don't directly relate to you, just keeping people thinking about it, I've seen it over and over again over the years, it makes a huge difference. And we've seen the result. I mean, we took some time off during COVID. Our numbers are not anything like we are. I know departments, we're calling it, safety people and insurance people are calling it COVID exhaustion. And I get it, guys. We've got so many stresses. We've got so many things going on. Something's got to give. But making sure our employees are staying healthy and not getting hurt, that's not where we want to let it slide. We need to figure out how to make it work.
I agree. Thank you, Angie. Okay, I didn't miss anybody. Okay. Correspondence. I have none.
I have none.
Proceed to discussion and vote. We need a public hearing for the amended ATV UTV ordinance number 56.
I move that we go into a public hearing.
Second, Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. The ATV UTV ordinance was updated. Well, originally, I think the state changed the definition of a couple of things, and then I believe the recorder and the sheriff both made small tweaks to that. So there's
Trent actually from Lisa's office made some recommendations, and then we had a work session. We y'all agreed on those changes, that we made the edits, and Natalie's reviewed it, I reviewed it, and Trent's reviewed it, and everybody was good with everything in there. So, yeah.
Good. And I have, what I'm trying to say is I would just as soon not have to read the whole ordinance. So if anybody has any comments or questions, if anybody watching this stream, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. You may call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We will give you a couple minutes. If somebody wants your watch for me, my official timer isn't here. And we'll give you to call or email in with any comments or questions you might have. Did the auditor's office receive any email?
No, we have
no.
Okay. While we're waiting, Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Sorry I was late. Had a meeting go a little long this morning. Getting ready to wind down the parks. Still had a full campground this last weekend. We will be shutting the water off at most of our parks except Big Hollow next Monday. But we'll leave it on in Big Hollow until we're at risk of freezing. We still do have a lot of folks that want to camp up there. So otherwise, just kind of moving into the fall maintenance mode.
You missed my Angie's and my safety spiel. So accidents have been creeping up, and with all the unintended and unpleasant consequences. So encourage you and your staff to the training. What is it, 30 minutes a month? Or
on average. I mean, sometimes it goes over. This month it was 20.
Okay. Anyway, so just encourage each department to participate and try to get that under control.
And just to piggyback off the, last week we talked about the online training, which is great, but that's not a substitute for face-to-face training. One of the problems with it, and one of my concerns when I brought it out, was what I train for, like, your people compared to what I would train for, like, Terry's people. The conversations we have would be very different. So the training I do at City Hall. So what I'm saying to them and the conversations we're having may not fit with what I would have with your people on the same subject.
Sure.
It may still be very different. And nothing substitutes face-to-face where they can have that conversation. Sitting in front of a computer is great looking at that stuff, but it's real easy to get distracted by taking phone calls, doing some paperwork you gotta do, and not really let it sink in like it would on my
life.
You have the annual schedule of when all the training's on?
Yes.
Okay. Can you send me that?
Yeah. And anyone who needs trainings done differently, different times, needs a schedule set up, I can come out to your guys' offices. I mean, if that would be the easiest way, you guys just let me know what you need and we'll make it work.
Or if you have a particular problem in any particular department that you would like addressed, I'm sure Angie would be more than happy to come up with a training to suit that situation.
Absolutely.
She's been good to work with in the past for us. We've done some specialty stuff, and she's helped us line up and stuff like that. So,
thank you, Brian. Okay, back to the business at hand. Our 2 minutes are up, so we need to... no further comments, we'll need a motion to close the public hearing.
I move that we close public hearing.
Second. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Okay. We will have our first vote on the amended ATV UTV ordinance number 56. Need a motion to approve.
I'm sorry. I move to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Well, we have the county attorney here. I think we talked about it last time, that on the second reading, we can waive the third reading. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we need a public hearing for resolution number 2021-045 to transfer 2,079 square feet of property.
Move to going to public hearing.
City of Burlington. Second, Sarah.
Shane Campbell.
Aye.
Tom Broker.
Aye. Some of you might remember the city was here a few weeks ago and apparently they need 2,000 of the county's most valued property. We reluctantly acceded to their demands so that they can get the Tiger Grant. So if anybody in the public has any comments or questions about this, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com, that's board@dmcounty.com. Call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you 2 minutes to initiate that email or call. In the meantime, is there any comments from anyone in attendance? Did the auditor's office receive any emails?
No, we have not. For the parcel that we so lovingly call Supervisor's Island.
Supervisor's
Island.
Yeah.
That's how
we keep on top of what parcel we're talking about.
We were looking at annually 6 figures of income to turn that into a tourist spot.
Missing out on all that good money.
City didn't show any inclination to replace that revenue.
Meet you now.
Yes.
Aye.
But I guess that's that. When did they started on that Tiger Grant? When they started?
They already started busting up concrete. I think we started early last week. But yeah, they think they're going to be able to get a lot done. So. I don't know, though. That's their problem, Tom. As long as they don't screw up Supervisor Island, that's what we get at all.
I hope they handle that when they get
screwed up.
We saw 30 seconds.
Okay. 2 minutes are up, so we need a motion to close the public hearing.
I move that we close public hearing.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Tom Broker.
Aye. And need a motion to approve the resolution.
I move that we approve resolution 2021-045.
Second, Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Hope the city takes good care of it.
They better.
You know some people over there, don't you?
I hear
too. Bring it up with them.
I'm not sure they want to come in, but
they don't like to talk to me anymore. I didn't think my picture's up down there anymore in the hallway.
Did they like to talk to you before?
I'm sorry, excuse me? You know BC.
Just trying to get all the details.
Okay, we have a proclamation for Red Ribbon Week. Whereas, in October of 1985, federal agent Kiki Camarena was murdered by the drug cartel in Mexico in the line of duty. Friends and neighbors wore red to honor his memory and to show that they would continue his fight against illegal drugs, believing that one person can make a difference. And whereas the problems associated with alcohol, tobacco, and the use of illicit drugs have become prevalent in every community regardless of size and location. And whereas the National Family Partnership is established October 23rd through October 31st of every year as America's Red Ribbon Week for schools and communities to celebrate a healthy, drug-free lifestyle. And whereas ADS, in partnership with area businesses and schools, has adopted the mission statement to increase the focus of promoting a healthy lifestyle through the collective effort and involvement of all citizens in our community by supporting the non-use of illegal drugs and responsible use of legal substances, thus enhancing the quality of life through a safer community. And now, therefore, as 2021 marks the 36th year for this nationally recognized substance abuse prevention campaign, we, the supervisors of Des Moines County, do hereby proclaim October 23rd through 31st as Red Ribbon Week in Des Moines County, Iowa, and that all citizens shall be encouraged to wear a red ribbon to symbolize our commitment to establishing drug-free communities for our children, for our citizens, especially our children, and to participate in events throughout the week that support a healthy, drug-free lifestyle. Signed and sealed this 26th day of October, 2021.
Hear, hear.
I move that we approve Red Ribbon Week proclamation.
Second. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Tom Brooker.
Aye. We have personnel actions. We have one personnel action for the correctional center. Zachary Rudisel, a part-time correctional officer. Resignation, he resigned October 19th, never starting on the start date of October 20th.
I move to approve.
Second. Doug Muscari Moth.
He had second thoughts.
Yeah.
Didn't make it through orientation.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Tom Brooker.
Aye.
Yeah, didn't make it to the start date.
Okay, and we have two personnel actions for the sheriff's office. We have Derek Gordy, deputy, schedule changed from the 74.77 hour schedule to the 80 hour schedule. Yearly salary is currently at $62,809.51. That's just a change in the days or the hours they work,
just
right?
Moving to a lateral position.
Yep. Yeah. And Charles Thompson, part-time courthouse security, is July 1st annual pay increase. Previous rate was $867, the new rate was $1923. This is a bookkeeping error. Somehow that never got entered on the letter of appointment they send out. So I think that was close to the time they hired him. So I imagine
yeah.
Probably got mixed up.
Yeah, it came after the letter of appointment. He's helped fill in on some part-time courthouse security. We just want to make it consistent with the pay. So
yeah.
I move to approve both personnel actions.
Second, Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Tom Brooker.
Yes. We have reports. We have the clerk of courts report of fees collected for the month ending September 2021, and the auditor's report of fees collected for the quarter ending September 30th, 2021. These reports will be on file at the auditor's office and available for review, public review. We have
approving minutes for the regular meeting of October 19th, 2021. I move to approve minutes. Second. Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Any other business? I have none.
I'll deal with my business later.
It's not anything to be worth it.
Okay.
I do know.
Yes, there's a story.
Future agenda items.
We'll just have to put the public hearings back on for next.
We'll have to have a work session to discuss our upcoming RFQ.
Yeah, if you want to do a work session. I was wondering too, when we get to this point, if you guys want to do a work session for those ordinance updates too, before we
Set
up for approval.
For the zoning
and subdivision.
Probably should. Yeah, probably should.
And that'd be a few weeks out. But.
Yeah, we probably should.
Okay. What are you finalizing on the airport? Is that a done deal?
It's sent it over to the county attorney's office. I was supposed to meet with you, wasn't it?
Well, but after we talked, I pretty much,
yeah.
I still got my old paperwork on.
Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, so the check, but count on we'll put that RFQ work session on next week.
For next week. And then what, 3 weeks for the ordinance?
Tentatively, yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
committee reports.
I have nothing to report.
I attended the Zoom meeting yesterday. It wasn't very well attended, but the Iowa Environmental Council, Mike North sent it out. They had a couple people. They were discussing the Burlington Generating Station, the coal-fired plant down there. They're going to convert that to a gas plant for use during peak energy demands, you know, when it's busy. And I read the executive summary. It'll take me a little longer, quite a bit longer to read the entire reporting. it was interesting. They have statistics on, when they try to estimate job loss, they said, well, if you lose a job, you're going to lose, that affects the restaurant industry a little bit, then maybe the railroads that aren't delivering coal. It's I inquired about electrical grid reliability when you rely more and more on less reliable energy sources. And there's been, California's a mess. Then they had the horrible scene in Texas anyway. So they said that was a good question.
Really not.
That would be more for a lion. Anyway, it was interesting. That's all. One thing before I forget, I'm tell this to Kevin. I was going to attend a meeting out at the jail. I think it
Samuel's group today.
Yeah. Anyway, they're having the ARP. NACO's having a webinar. They had one yesterday. They're going to have one today. I think my time would be, I'd like to know what's going on with that. They might be changing it if they pass this piece of legislation for, so the counties that get less than $10 million aren't bound so much by the rules for unreported income and could use it more than unreported income for county needs. To like a budget loss revenue is the way I understood it. Did you get to see that,
no,
Terry?
I
talked to Cheryl a little bit. She watched it. Anyway, so that might work out very well for us. But so if you tell Doug, I'm not going to.
I'll be out there.
Or you'll be out there.
I'll be sure to brief you guys on the cost.
Yeah, if you wouldn't. And
the benefits.
Then give me a call or something like that to see what that's doing. something we can have a work session on. Okay. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, any comments or questions, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's B-O-A-R-D @dmcounty.com. You may call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you 2 minutes if you're hitting me.
Gotcha.
To initiate that call for that email. While we're waiting, are there any comments from the group in attendance?
So what does the ARP stand for? Every time I hear that,
Rescue
I think you're
Plan.
Getting old, Tom. And this
American Rescue Plan.
American Rescue.
That's
okay.
Where they gave up. Well, they gave like $67 billion directly to counties. They've given it directly to cities, states, tribal units, the tribal governments. Anyway, they're giving $67 billion directly to counties. They're giving like $611 million, I believe, directly to Iowa counties.
Wow.
To spend. I'm going to be careful what I say. Anyway, so
upon approval,
and for what it, I view the whole economic sense of it. It's not very attractive, but I think when you, no good comes throwing $1 million or $1 trillion into the economy and just letting it land without creating additional resources, because money isn't money, it represents resources. If there are no additional resources, there's only one place that money can go, and that's into inflation. But that's, regardless, Des Moines County, and I think most counties are going to try to use that to our best advantage to do what I do what we can to make good investments with it.
That's was the county able to show a revenue shortfall?
Yes. I don't know if we have the final numbers, but they give you a specific formula. You plug this in and you take out federal revenues. So it tells you what year to compare it to. So anyways, but yes, there's a revenue shortfall, but I don't think it wouldn't total up to the maybe the whole amount. And if this particular revision to that American Rescue Plan, it might come out that way, but we will wait and see. That's why I want to kind of like to hear this.
Tom, when's the deadline like that?
For the money has to be allocated. In other words, written down, it's going to buy a new public health facility or to build one by December 31st, 2024, and all the money has to be spent by December 31st, 2026. So there's plenty of time to spend it. Anyway, other questions? With an eye, we're adjourned. We're adjourned.
Did you hear on the news this morning that a business owner, he's in trouble for